Los dos, pásele, pásele, presents the work of husband and wife duo Cristian and Ramon Cárdenas, who together formed the artist collaborative Los Dos. Their dynamic, character-driven artwork can be seen in public spaces throughout the sister cities of El Paso and Juarez. The artists have a close connection to the border and a commitment to creating visual tributes to sometimes invisible aspects of border life. Street vendors and immigrants, graffiti, posters and traditional sign-making, musicians, and youth culture. You can see Pásele, Pásele at the Rubin Center until September 29th. Today, my guests are Cristian and Ramon Cárdenas, also known as Los Dos. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Hello. Thank you for having us.
Nice to be here. Thank you.
So you guys are really, really busy.
Yes.
Yeah, it's been great. We've had a lot of projects this year and last year, like carrying into the new year. So we've just been busy at work, trying to get one project done and continue on with the next one.
And with Pásele, Pásele, it seems like, or at least from the curator standpoint, they got to kind of scour around y'all's studio and look at your sketches and kind of your process. Was that weird for you to kind of let go like that?
No, it was fun because it's something that we don't usually get to share with people, like the side of our work that usually doesn't get exposed. So it was nice to kind of share a little bit more intimate side of our work.
But, I mean, you guys are pretty public. I mean, I know, like, when you're out there painting murals, that's part of it, right? People are asking you, well, how do you do it? How are you doing that? And you kind of go through that process with them. But then there's this whole other process that happens before that.
Yeah, like all the sketches and, like, just notes that we take and things like that. It's good to show that process as well. So it was great working with Carrie in the Rubin Center because we pretty much gave them, like, our archives of sketches that we've accumulated over the years on various projects. So they basically went through all the sketches and kind of chose what they wanted to exhibit for the show.
And then you all also painted a mural inside the Rubin, is that correct?
Yes.
Yes. It continues with the title of the exhibit, which is Pásele, Pásele, and it's a metaphor for the crossing the border and like kind of everyday life here at the border. And we wanted to focus on the vendors that work on the bridges.
That's all you hear, right?
Yes, yes, yes. And also, like, they're ever present, and we wanted to dig a little bit deeper to their presence and, like, why are they there, and for them to share their story a little bit with us so we can base our work off of that and give a little bit more context to these characters that we have been developing for the last few years.
So did you do that? Did you go in and meet them and kind of find out their stories? Any stories that you can share?
Yeah, we did get a chance to talk to them. We talked to several of the vendors. We took photographs and we talked about how long they've been working there, how they kind of got into it and the different goods that they sell.
The common thread with their stories was them just fighting for their living. And just like they see their work as an everyday fight to survive and to bring something back home that allows them to sustain their family. So it's a very literal action and way to live and to represent the border life, because it's so hard just to make work for yourself that these people, that's what they have dedicated their lives to. And sometimes we take it for granted because we just see them as part of our everyday landscape, but they're actually very important and very aware of a lot of the circumstances surrounding our frontera lifestyle. So they're very strong people who see themselves as fighting and working for their life, for everyday
living. It makes sense because there is this sense of urgency when you're, you know, like, come on, I've got what you need. I know I do. Just give me a chance. Come in. That's what it feels like, you know?
Like they're willing to work, you know, like wash windows and like help out however they can, you know. So it's not like they're like on the corner just sitting and expecting things to happen. Like they're making it happen and going out there and trying to make a living with the economy like as it is in Mexico. It's hard to be like your own entrepreneur. So like these people are kind of that. So
it makes you think, because I mean, us as, you know, the people that are walking by,
yeah.
half of the time you're rejecting people, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Exactly. When you think about it in yes. that context.
Yeah.
Did they talk to you about how they deal with that? Or yes. is it like, it seems like a brush it off your shoulder and keep
yes.
moving kind of a thing?
They did, and they just wanted people to acknowledge or to know that that's just what they do to survive. They're not there with the purpose of, like, being a bother to anybody, but it's just the need they have to bring food back home, to bring some money back home. And that's what they said, literally, like, whatever we make selling here today, that's what is going to be the bread at home tonight. That's what we're going to eat. And that's how our families are going to survive. So they are pretty aware that people get sometimes annoyed by their presence, but to them, it's just the need that drives them, like anybody else who wants to take care of their families and provide where it's sometimes there's a lot of needs and not enough opportunities.
And you guys have seemed to have figured that out as artists, too. I mean, you've managed to make your living as artists, yep. which is pretty phenomenal. And it's got to take a lot of hustle, too, right? It's a different kind of a pasale-pasale, right?
Yeah, it's definitely... you know, just being proactive and working all the time and just having new ideas and just staying true to what we believe in.
Do you ever have a hard time finding new ideas?
No.
Honestly,
I mean,
many ideas,
I guess,
is that
like,
what
yeah,
it is?
For now, we do have, like, just lists of, like, different characters that we want to get to. Like, just living in El Paso, you know, there's just so much to pull from, so it's really never ending from our standpoint right now. We don't really see, like,
that's true. I mean, around here, you're not going to run out of material.
Yeah.
It's like high characters per capita. In
yes.
Area.
Yes.
And that you all see them. Is that, have you always seen them? You know what I mean? You know, cause we walk by, we live here, but you see them.
Yeah. Yeah. Just being where they are and like observing them and respecting them as individuals and kind of backing off when, like, they feel like if we're taking pictures or I never take a picture if, like, they don't want to be photographed, you know. So we always, you know, observe and talk to people with their consent. So we're not just using their image to better ourselves, but it's also, like, in respect to them.
Of course.
For me, it's a little bit hard to distance myself because it's, like, how I grew up in Juarez and just this border, with this border culture and around, you know, the carnicero, the person from the tiendita in the corner store. So these were the characters of my daily life and, like, the bus driver. And so it's just, like, very familiar. And then as we grow and, like, kind of work together, we find similarities between what, like, our experiences, like, Ramon is a Filipino-American and me as a Mexican national, and how these characters sometimes cross cultures. And, in, for example, that vendor can be somebody that also works, like, all the way in the Philippines and have similar work ethics and needs and ways of resolving that absence of work. And so it's just, like, very, like, taking the familiar and seeing the beauty in it.
Yeah, you all magnify it in the most beautiful way. You bring out the colors, the patterns, maybe, you know, the things that we don't notice. But when you see them in one of your works, all of a sudden, it's those things, right? That,
yeah.
that the little nuances that kind of rise. And you've done that with all the work here at the Rubin Center. And I know you all did some working with younger folk. Did you talk about that, kind of looking and noticing the people around you? Because I know you did a camp with middle school age?
We got a chance to work with middle school and high school students in our four-day workshop. So we showed them a lot of our work and kind of just went through our process and our inspirations and how we get it from the border. So we gave them photographs and showed them different images. And they also got to hear different speakers as well. So, like, dealing with immigration and migration and also the SB4 laws and a lot of different things. But
expanding their language on border culture and issues. And it was really interesting to see how the students responded and how they created their own narratives with this information that was given to them. And yeah, it was really beautiful to see that outcome, and everybody can look at their images at the Rubin Center.
Each of the students created work in response to our mural as well. So all of the pieces that they created, they all fit together with the piece. So once when the exhibit is done in September 29th, we're planning on installing the mural in Juarez. So we're going to be searching for a public space over there to have it so that the people in Juarez could see it as well.
So cool. Yeah. We're almost out of time, but I did want to touch on your next project because you all are starting to dabble in neon. Is that right?
Yeah, we've been working on researching neon for the past couple of years and, you know, just being, you know, inspired by Grafica Popular and, you know, signage. We've been wanting to work in that field. So we got a grant with El Paso MCAD for the AIP project.
The Artist Incubator project.
So next month we'll be, unveiling
the first neon piece by Los Dos, which we're very excited.
I'm very excited.
Yeah, the location is still in the works, but probably within the next 2 weeks we'll definitely have all the info locked down. So we'll definitely be putting that out there so everyone has info to the opening and to the whereabouts of the piece.
Cool. I can't wait to see what you all do in neon. And for now, we can all see Pásale, Pásale at the Rubin Center until September 29th. Today, my guests have been Cristian and Ramon Cárdenas, also known as Los Dos. Thank you for coming.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.